This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuela's president indicates that he's open to talks with the opposition. AP correspondent Mike Rossio.
A week into street demonstrations in Venezuela, President Nicolas Maduro has told a state-owned Russian news agency he's open to talks with the opposition. Maduro said other countries could mediate, mentioning Mexico, Uruguay, Bolivia, the Vatican, and Russia as possible candidates. But after meeting with U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Venezuelan opposition envoy Carlos Vecchio said,
"We want to end the usurpation of power of Nicolas Maduro, setting a transitional government and calling for a new election."
And Senator Marco Rubio minced no words.
Maduro's criminal organization, because it is akin to a mafia family, they are terrorists.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States and Taliban have agreed to establish two technical teams to determine details for the eventual withdrawal of all American and NATO troops from Afghanistan and for preventing terrorists from using Afghan soil against America and its allies. The chief Taliban negotiator revealed the details after nearly a week of marathon discussions, which concluded on Saturday in Qatar with the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen says it is ready to use a calibrated force to prod Houthi rebels into abiding by the ceasefire in the port city of Hodeidah. To preserve the ceasefire and any hope for the political process, the U.N. and international community must press Houthis to stop violations and move forward on withdrawal from Hodeidah as agreed. That's according to the UAE. It's a key member of the coalition supporting the Yemeni government and trying to reclaim control from the Iranian-backed Houthis. The rebels and Yemeni officials reached a ceasefire deal for Hodeidah in December. The rebel-controlled port is the major entry point for food and other humanitarian relief for suffering Yemeni civilians. This is VOA News. President Trump is blasting America's intelligence community after top officials contradicted him on several topics during a Senate hearing yesterday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The nation's intelligence chief said the Iran nuclear deal is working and that the nuclear threat from Tehran has at least temporarily dropped. The president tweets, "Perhaps intelligence should go back to school," flatly saying the officials are wrong. The president writes the intelligence people seem to be extremely passive and naive about the dangers from Iran, which he says is coming very close to the edge. At a hearing on threats to the U.S., the officials directly contradicted the president on topics from North Korea to ISIS, while making no mention of what he calls a crisis at the southern border. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The European Union on Wednesday rebuffed Britain's efforts to renegotiate the terms of his exit from the EU. British lawmakers voted Tuesday night to send Prime Minister Theresa May back to Brussels to try to get better terms for its planned March 29th divorce from the continent's 28-nation EU. But European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker told EU lawmakers that while he will listen to May's ideas about changing the pact that was agreed to late last year, it remains the best and only deal possible. He said officials will do their utmost to help Britain sign on the current level.
There can and will be agreement with the United Kingdom so that we can move on and move forward together with our new partnership. We will work day and night to make it happen and to ensure that we are ready in case it does not.
May said her government has not decided exactly how it will try to change the European Union divorce deal to address concerns about the passage of people and trade at the border between EU member Ireland and Northern Ireland, which is part of Britain. Coast Guard officials in Djibouti said that they have recovered the bodies of at least 48 people who died when two migrant boats capsized in the Red Sea Tuesday. An officer, speaking on condition of anonymity, told VOA Somali that 16 people aboard the boat survived. In a statement, the International Organization of Migration confirmed the number of survivors. Negotiators from China and the United States are meeting in Washington in a second round of talks to try to get the ongoing trade dispute between the economic superpowers resolved. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer led their respective delegations Wednesday in 2 days of discussions over Washington's longstanding complaints that Beijing forces U.S. companies to transfer their technology advances to Chinese firms. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.